Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Man, it's been a minute, Kent.
It has.
It's been a minute.
About that on the way here.
Dead in Hip Hop audio review, solely dedicated. This is the part where I give you guys a little bit of an intro on the artist. I don't know him personally yet. You know what I'm saying? So you know, .. But I know somebody that knows him, and that's how I was put onto this particular project. The most I could tell you is that he is from Southside Atlanta, and he is born and bred Atlanta. The other thing I could tell you is that he has a collective. It's called Made Money. That's kind of his latest project, and we'll review that at some point in time as well. Made stands for Make a Dollar Every Day. So I like that. You know what I'm saying? I like that mentality. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, if you make a dollar, a couple dollars every day, you'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? Making money in America is not that difficult. I'm not saying it's an easy thing, but I'm also saying it's not that difficult. But I'm going off the damn beaten path. It's been a minute, man. Glad to be back in front of the mic for y'all. But solely dedicated, man. I'm not going to front, Ken. When my boy first put me onto this, it's kind of like a lot of stuff that people first put me on where I hear it, but I'm not really listening. Mm-hmm. I'm not really paying attention. It's more like my antennas go up and it's like, how trash is this person? And I'm just being honest. Look, Ken understands where I'm coming from. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to up-and-coming artists. For y'all out there, but you gotta understand it's part of our business. Like we have a lot of stuff that's just like, But you know, the first time he played, I'm all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? He's not trash, but I wasn't necessarily bought in, right? Because I didn't sit down with the project. Then my boy hit me and he's like, "Hey man, look, I really want you to sit down and listen to this thing." And after I did that, I was like, "Oh shit!" Like I couldn't not stop listening to it. Mm. Now I don't think that this is like a perfect album, but for this to be like the first like release that he has, mm-hmm. It's like, damn, okay, you got some shit on here. You know what I'm saying? Because Bet I Was Cool, but Chocha, and he got a music video for that joint too. And I also like his music video. We gonna get into him as well. But that beat and the way he rode that beat, Ken. That I was like, I was not anticipating that. An Atlanta nigga on some shit like that?
Yeah. Nah, that was good. I think that was, the first time I listened to it, I mean, I just listened to it in passing.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing really stood out. Like, which is a good and a bad thing because, you know, the good thing is that it didn't stand out like how bad this person could have potentially been. You know, it was definitely listenable, but Chocha was
Chocha.
The one. Chocha was the one.
You know what that is, right?
No,
that's the goodies.
Oh, okay,
that's the goodies. Right. Dame la Chocha, mami. Oh, bang aquí. Okay.
Yeah, because that sample is what got me, and what got me on this thing are a lot of samples that he used. Mm-hmm. He used the Marvin Gaye sample, I want to say, on here somewhere, which I thought was really really dope. But Chocha was definitely dope. You know, I don't really like the auto-tune little baby type shit that people do.
Yes.
But it wasn't that bad because I think it was.
You saying on that one?
It wasn't on that one. Oh. I think it was on a.
Hold on. Before you move off of that, he has a really clever line when he said, "I got the 9 on me, Drew Brees through." So Drew Brees was number 9.
Number 9, okay.
And then when, like the way I envision that line, he says, "I drew," right? Like he drew his pistol and he breezed through.
Mm.
So I like he has little subtleties and catchiness shit like that. I'm like, oh, okay, you lyrical, you got some joints.
Yeah, But 285 was straight. You know, it had mm-hmm. that little auto-tune shit on it, but mm-hmm. it was straight. It was straight. I think overall that's how I feel about this album. Like mm-hmm. you said, it's like the beginnings of who Soleil is starting out as. Mm-hmm. Like where he end up down the line, we don't know. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this ain't it.
He dropped a project earlier this year, January 1st to be exact. What was it about 285 that you liked or didn't like, huh?
Let me go back to it. I think I like the way he flowed on that one. But I'm just never a fan of that because I can't really hear what the fuck they're saying, and that's just me being old. Mm-hmm. Even though it's not as bad that's as say like a Lil Baby, but it's just like when I hear it, I'm like, oh, I'm good. But no, I like the way he was flowing on that though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do like the way he was flowing on that. That was just that. But see, the thing about what he did on there is that I'm just one person. Mm-hmm. So people in Atlanta that fuck with that type of shit, mm-hmm. they'll hear this shit and be like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I could definitely listen to it and be like, okay, I like the flow, I like this, I like that. It's just that one thing mm-hmm. means that other people are going to like the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And really fuck with it. It's just, you know.
You know what I like about Soli, especially like on that particular track, is the cadence. I feel like a lot of up-and-coming artists, they get stuck on a cadence mm-hmm. throughout the whole shit. And he could come in and out of a cadence. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily changing up the flow, but changing up the cadence of the rhyme.
Like on Southside. Like he did
No, wait. You jumped. You jumped. You jumped. You jumped. But now we could get there because it's not that far.
Yeah.
285 to Southside, not that far.
Yeah, that was
that's the one. Yeah. That's the one on this project, Ken, when I was going through it, right? Because I like Cho Chun and I saw the music video, so I knew what to anticipate. 285 was another one where I perked up. I like Do on the first two. I like the message there. Mm-hmm. Paper Cuts, I like that one too. But when I heard Southside and I heard the sweeping horns on that and then the hard bass, no, I said, wait, hold on. And then one thing he does on that, especially at the beginning, is like the little trying to find it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you could hear him like trying to figure it out. And then when he comes in and how that bass, I'm like, nigga. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was a good run for me, man. Like mm-hmm. Paper Cuts, I love. First Thing Called Me was a sample. So, and they is did that thing
is,
on that one.
Is that the Marvin Gaye sample?
No, that's right after Southside. That's a...
oh yeah, because people sample this all the time. I can't think of the damn name.
That's I want to say George Michael. So that was dope. But yeah, if I Can Die Tonight is whatever was happening.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit was fucking crazy.
And you know what? That song grew on me. And the reason why it grew on me is because I love Southside so much and Jones Ave to Jonesboro. We're gonna get to that one. But whatever was happening. Mm-hmm. Man, like Ken, again, he to me, he shows versatility throughout this project because he has a lot of Atlanta built into him, but he has something. To me, he don't sound like all of these Atlanta niggas.
No, he don't. That's why I was surprised when you said he was from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, shit, look at the 285, Jones after Jones.
I was just listening to the music. I just saw 285 when we sat down to start recording. I was like, damn, it's right here.
And that's the thing I like about Soli is that he's not a predictable artist. Mm-hmm. You say he from South Carolina, you're like, oh, okay. And then you hear a little bit of the auto-tune, and then the sing song, I don't know what the hell that style is called, where he's not like rapping hard like on Southside, but it's more sing songy like Do on the First and even how he did on 285. But Ken, Jones Ave to Jonesboro. As much as I love Southside, I really think Jones Ave to Jonesboro is probably my favorite for a multitude of reasons. Number one, the way that beat starts with a little and then it's so smooth. And, like, again, sweeping horns. I don't know if it's a Soli thing. You know, maybe that's just how he, you know, what inspires him. But I like him on sweeping horns. Mm-hmm. Because we was hustling from Jones and
to Jonesboro.
And I get caught in my own world.
Yeah.
if I come up short, I get aggressive.
Told you, that's that run, man. From paper cuts to Jones Ave, that's a run. That's a fucking run right there. Yeah, that shit. I don't like the way he's rapping on that shit, too.
Yes. See, okay. So, again, cadence, Ken. And then the other thing, too, is like the little voices that he has, the little high-pitched, the little darker one, and how he comes in and out of them. Man, and then even like, I like how subtle he is with his shit, right? Like he says, I'm only 5'8 when I'm backing down. So that means he talk hella shit until it's time to be, you know, to be chill. I like that. Like, that's a subtle way of saying that. You know what I'm saying? So, man, like, he has a lot of those things that I like in an artist.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But then it comes to Pick a Time. Ken, I'm not going to front. When I first heard that, I was like, nah, I don't like it. I ain't like the beat. The beat sounded a little soft or whatever. But when I listened to it, I'm like, oh, you talking some gangsta ass shit on this motherfucker? And then when I started putting it all together, I'm like, damn, he got the organ in that motherfucker. He's trying to preach the gospel to you niggas. Pick a Time, Choose a Date.
Yeah, I like Pick a Time, actually. You know, it's definitely a bit of a pullback from Jones Ave to Jonesboro, which is fine, but I like how at times spacey Pick a Time is. And I like what he did on it. I thought that was good too. I don't know, Capital Stacks.
That's one of his homies.
Okay. But yeah, he wasn't bad either. But yeah, Pick a Time is a good, it's not in the run for me, but it's not a big drop off from the run for me.
It's like you slowing up. Traffic is about to come.
Yep.
You know, so nah, I like that. And then the way he ended it, like, Overtime was cool. Wasn't, you know, oh, my God. But I like She's a Traveler. I don't know what sample that is, if that's even a sample. I don't know, you know. But I like the way he ended it. The other thing I really do like, Ken, too, is 12 songs, 35 minutes. You know, I feel like you're able to jump into Soli's world and jump right back out. You know, so, again, not like a typical Atlanta rapper. And I like that, but he still gave you glimpses of Atlanta and what the mentality is out here without compromising who he is as an artist. So I really like that about him. The other thing, too, that I like in Pick a Time, Choose a Date is that sometimes the production doesn't necessarily match the feeling of the message, but I like that because it makes you pay attention.
Nah, this was a good listen, man. You know, I didn't know what you were sending me. I ain't never heard of this person, whoever this is. But yeah, the more listens, the more I enjoyed it.
Yep.
You know, so I'm glad we got a chance to actually review it because it required me to sit down with it more than once. You know, what I see is from 2019, so I know it's a ways away, and I know I just saw you said he had something new come out, so I'll be interested to hear that. To see if there's any type of growth or improvement over that time, because I don't think he's necessarily bad at all. He has run, but I think there's potential here that I like, and you know, local. So I always appreciate local cats that actually rap. You know, that's kind of rare, considering like what the soundscape and what Atlanta hip hop culture is. It's kind of hard to find those guys that actually, you know, do it this way.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to put them lyrically up there with the Kenny Masons, the Grips, the JIDs of the world. But to me, he is in that lane of the Earth Gang, of the different, the different but uncompromising Atlanta, you know, and I like that about him. And also, when his beat selection is, I really like it. I can't really think of another artist, mainstream, underground, that is in Atlanta that has this type of beat selection.
Yeah, I mean, with some of those beats that he picked, some of those samples, I would like to believe that you're kind of tapped into that. Like, you have probably some OGs, or you grew up in a household that played a lot of that old shit. So when you hear somebody flip it, you're like, oh, shit, let me get that. I would like to believe it. But even if that isn't the case, the beats are so good, it's like, well, shit, let me get that anyway, because the beat is dope. So it can go one way or the other. But I don't know. Like, when you hear, like, Marvin Gaye, you be like, oh, like, it's different when you know it and you hear somebody flip it. But it works either way.
Yeah, that's what's up. Ken, you got favorite tracks on here?
Yeah, man. Like I said, that run, Paper Cuts, Southside, Whatever Was Happening, Jonas Ave to Jonesboro, and Chocha.
That's what's up. For me, see, look, I ain't got no goddamn cap on the podcast, so I'm going to give you all the joints I like. Give me Chocha, give me Do on the First, 285, give me Southside, Whatever Was Happening, Jones Ave to Jonesboro, Pick a Time. Those are my joints. But look, man, you already know. Look, we back at it. Is it going to be 365? Fuck that. Hell no. That's a lot of work. But we are doing 365 on sports. So if you do like sports, go over there. Support your boys Dead in Sports, man. We're doing a video a day on the sports channel. In terms of the audio reviews, they're back. They're just not every day. Also, we will have some exclusive joints. So if you want to vote on which albums, and mind you, you already know with the audio reviews, it's wide the hell open. So whatever you want us to review, become a patron. We'll put up a poll more than likely starting in May. We ain't going to start in the middle of the month. Or we may start the poll in the middle of the month, but it will be for May. And we're going to do four joints that you guys want us to do. So become a patron today so that way you guys can vote and nominate and do all that good stuff. Make sure it's at the nomination level, because if you're at the I Friday level, you're not going to be able to nominate. Reading is fundamental. But again, we appreciate the support, man. We out. Peace.
Peace.